Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last while yet now, he's been speaking to me and reminding me of where I came from. Look at the hole from whence you've been dug, it says in the Old Testament. And, you know, we all came out of holes. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. God had mercy on us, called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Amen? Praise God. And so we didn't change ourselves. He started a good work in us, and he's promised us, and he's spoken this to us many times, that we can be confident of this very thing. He that begun a good work in us, he's going to fulfill it. He's going to fulfill it. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. We've been talking about, you know, the Spirit for a while and how the Spirit works in us. And this is the promise of the Father that Jesus said that we are to wait for. And they said, wait in Jerusalem, tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. And then you'll be witnesses unto me. And God's been stressing on me that the fact that I go to see somebody, I go especially to see somebody or go to minister somewhere, that I need to be like them and wait before him, because without him I can do nothing. I can't do anything. You can't do anything. But just like Paul said, we can do all things through Christ who would strengthen us. And so God is able to strengthen us by his Spirit. He's able to give us wisdom and understanding that we need. He's able to work in us so that he can move in us and through us to minister to others. We can't heal anybody. We can't change anybody. We can't even change ourselves. But God can. Amen? God is able to do that. He can do exceeding abundantly above what we can ask or think. There's nothing impossible with God. So, you know, it's relying on him, not relying on what I know up here. Because what I know up here doesn't work. It won't work without the Spirit. We need that Spirit. And so we've got to be filled with the Spirit. Well, how do we do that? Well, the Bible says, Jesus told us that gave us the parable of the, not necessarily a parable, but he said if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will not your heavenly Father give the Spirit to them that ask him? So it's just a matter of asking God and seeking God. Ask, seek, and knock. Because your heavenly Father, he delights in giving good gifts to his children. Amen? We get in trouble when we walk in this a while, and we begin to think that we know what to do because we did this before and it worked, and we did that and prayed this and it worked, and oh, we hope it works this time. That isn't it. The power is in the Spirit. Power is in the Spirit. Now, I got a whole bunch of scriptures, but God isn't leading me that way right now. So, I was saved at an early age. I was 9 years old. I got baptized a year later. I was definitely saved. I definitely changed some things that I was doing. Even at 9 years old, I knew I was doing some things that were wrong. And God changed me. And then something happened, and I got hurt. And so I just started to go my own way. And then I got out of high school, joined the service. Still believed in God and everything, but I wasn't serving him. I was running from him. And just to make it short, you know, come back from overseas, and my mother, she asked me to go to church. You know, you've heard this testimony before. So I thought, well, I told her, I'm not going to go play church. I'm old enough, I don't have to go play church anymore. I don't really need it. I know what's right and what's wrong. I just wasn't doing it. And I didn't feel much conviction either. But when I got in trouble, I knew where to pray. But I wasn't living right. And then she kept bugging me. And she was praying. So I said one thought to myself, well, I met a guy in the army, his name was Self. Could you imagine that? His name was Self. So he said, one time he got a Dear John letter from his wife, and he says, I said to myself, Self? Well, I said to myself, Self, if you go one time, you can tell your mom you went and you're not interested. So I went, and I come out of there different. Now, she prayed, so I know that's part of it. She'd been praying. Kept me from some bad things. And I was overseas, kept me. But when I went in there, what got me, what, and I don't realize, what gets me right now is, you know, how recently just God brought it to my attention. I didn't go there to get right with God. I went there to get my mother off my back, okay, about going to church. That's the way I went. I thought. But see, I'd been born again, so there was part of me down here that was saved. There's part of me down here that when I got in trouble, I knew where to call. And God waited and waited and waited, but in the right time, He showed me now, just now, you know, as we're, you know, just in this period of time now, towards the end of my life, God revealing to me that it was His power that brought me back. Amen? Amen? Now, what's the reason for saying this? Is because it's God that's working in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Amen? So He is able to turn us around. He is able to change our heart. I walked into that meeting. When I walked out of that meeting, every time I made it home, I was up in Massachusetts, and every time I made it back home, I was in the church. And Mom didn't make me go to church. Nobody made me go to church. God changed my heart. And that's the thing He promised. He says, I'll take out your stony heart. I'll give you a heart of flesh. I'll cause you to walk in my statutes, to keep my judgments and do them. Amen? Amen? Mm-hmm. Ezekiel 36, God said that. God promised it. We are His workmanship. Ephesians chapter 2. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which He has foreordained for us to walk in. And remember, He called us out of the darkness. He called us. No man comes to the Father except the Spirit draw them. Amen? But I still got a choice. I still have a choice. It's either... And see, the enemy, we have an enemy, Satan, and he's always trying to get us out of the way. There is only one way, and it's straight and it's narrow. And you can never do it in the flesh. Nobody could do it in the flesh. Nobody. Nobody could keep the law in the Old Testament. Nobody. Nobody was saved by keeping the law. That's what it says. Nobody. But they all look forward to what God was going to provide, a sacrifice and a Messiah that would take away our sins. Amen? Amen. Take them away. You'll call His name Jesus, for He will save, deliver His people from their sin, from their nature. We were born in sin, shapen in iniquity. That was our nature. That's our fleshly nature. Nobody can get away from that. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus that night when he came to him, you've got to be born again. You've got to be born of the Spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. It will always be that way. But if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, how do I walk in the Spirit? I ask, I seek, and I knock. Believing that what God said, He would keep His promise. Amen? You can be confident of this very thing. He that begun a good work in you, He's going to finish it. He's going to finish it. He's going to complete it. He's going to perfect it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Amen? You are kept by the power of God through faith. You're believing not in your works, not in what you know and what you can do, but in what He's done and what He said He's going to do. Amen? They never entered into the promised land that God had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because they didn't believe in God. And they believed what they saw. They believed, they looked at themselves, they looked at the giants, they looked at the walled cities, they looked at there's no empty place here, there's no place for us. God said, there is a place, I've given it to you, but there's every, I can't do it. They couldn't do it. You can't do it. I can't do it. After all, I've been saved for all these years, I can't do it. Without him. I can't do it. You can't do it without him. After his disciples walked with him for 3.5 years, saw the miracles, heard his preaching, experienced the miracles, even doing miracles, one of the last things Jesus said to them, without me, you can do nothing. Nothing. They had the knowledge. The form of God, they had it up here. But that isn't fresh manna. That's what happened before. But God promises us fresh manna every day. And what He's talking about is His Spirit. And guess what? Today, if you will hear His voice and harden not your heart. Don't just listen. Just become as a little child and let God lead you. Let God direct your steps. Amen? Yeah, there's some things we need to do. But they're easy. I mean, we can do them if we just do it. Like, how about rejoice in the Lord always? And again I say, rejoice! Rejoice! Why? Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
It's not just going around with a smile, a plastered smile. It's believing in God. No matter what you're going through at the time. It's not murmuring or complaining about anything, but rejoice. You know, the disciples, they came back to Jesus and they said, wow, you know, the spirits are subject to us in your name. Now get this, the spirits are subject to us in your name. I'll say that again. The spirits are subject to us in
your name.
Do you get it? Who's being magnified here? Us. He cuts him right down. Don't glory in that. Glory in the fact that your name is written in heaven. Yeah. Amen? Because that's the greatest miracle. That's the greatest miracle that God could get you in heaven. Oh, you're not that bad. I'm not that bad. I wasn't that bad. I didn't think I was that bad, but the more God brings these things back to me, and I'm thinking, I was pretty bad. To him that knoweth to do is good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Right? Sin. Paul said he was the chief of sinners because what he did You know, he's persecuting the church. He's putting them people in jail. He's having them killed, stoned. And, you know, and he said, and Timothy, I'm the chief of sinners. I said, yeah, man, you did all that bad stuff. Yeah, but then he said, but God gave me mercy because I did it ignorantly. Because he thought he was just doing God a favor. Amen? Amen? He has zeal for God, but it's wrong, right? God straightened him out. Amen? So, but in himself, he felt like he was the chief of sinners. But the Lord showed me, I could say that. Because I knew better. And I thought about people that I knew that I could have been a witness. Instead of being a witness, instead of being an encouragement, because there was another guy in the one room, when I was in Okinawa, one room there, there's another guy, he was from the same denomination that I was from, and there was another guy who was from another denomination. And we would go out together drinking, and we would tell the other guy why he was wrong in what he believed, because his beliefs were wrong. I knew better. And yet, instead of being encouragement to him to do what is right, I was judging him. And not only that, I was helping him sin. That's pretty bad, you know? That's pretty bad. Now you all vote me out next week, huh? But God still come down and he brought me back. Amen? He brought me back. Amen? And he brought you back. Because you were born in sin, you were shaped in iniquity. He, by the grace of God, you've been saved by grace. And because you believe in that grace, you're saved. Amen? Amen. His grace doesn't stop, though. And that one song, you know, we stand in the grace of God. And I'm thinking, it sounds familiar, but I wonder where that's at. I'm looking through the scriptures this morning, or last night. Anyway, it's in Romans chapter 5, verse 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, I want to read that verse to you the Living Bible, the Living Bible. And it was, we joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has in mind for us to be. We actually rejoice. We joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has in mind for us to be. Because it's by the power of His Spirit and through the grace of God that we're able to be what God wants us to be. Amen? Amen? Paul said that it was by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am. I do what I do. And he said one place in 1 Corinthians 15, you know, I labored more than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God in me. So we don't use the grace to sin like it was, you know, when that at the end of that one song. It isn't grace to just do whatever we want to do. You know, what shall we sin? The grace may abound, God forbid. No. How that we that are dead to sin should live any longer therein. But God's grace will give us the ability to conquer the sin. Amen? We all sin. Amen? And we all need be changed in areas. Amen? So what we need is not, we don't need the flesh involved. What we need to do is to believe in God, to believe in the glory of God, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, actually becoming everything that God has called and chosen us to be. Why? Because God is the one that's working on us. God is the one that's changing us. God is. And He begun a good work in you. Don't give up on God. You can give up on yourself because you can't do it. But when you give up on yourself, you got to come to God and say, I need your help, Lord. Come as a little child. I need you, God. He dwells with the humble and the contrite heart. Those that are a broken and crushed heart. Those that say they have no hope. Now the God of hope fill you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope. How? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. You may abound, overflowing with hope. How? According to the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is one of the ways we get in the Spirit and keep in the Spirit is always giving glory to God. It's worshiping God. Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Amen? That's how you're filled. When I start murmuring and complaining, when I start looking around at what's wrong and I start complaining about it, I've grieved the Holy Spirit. And now all I got left is a form and no power. Amen? Or if I start judging other people, or if I get in unforgiveness, Satan is smart in doing evil. He knows how to ensnare us, causes people to do things that offend us, do things that are not right. They're not right. But if we don't forgive them, the Bible says, my Father in heaven won't forgive me. Because my Father and your Father, our Father in heaven, has forgiven us a lot more. Because we've done a lot worse things against Him than anybody has ever done against us. Amen? Amen. You better believe it. It's the truth. Oh, I'm not as bad as they are. No, you might be worse. But the neat thing is, it's God. He has the ability, and He wants to, and He's got all the power we need. And it's in the Spirit that God promises us. And that's why He says, tarry in Jerusalem to be endued with power from on high. Then you shall be witnesses unto me. We went through last week, I think we went through, you know, in Timothy there, 3:5, where it says, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And we saw that it means the same dunamos as power in miracles. But in that chapter, it's talking about people and their sins and how they're self-conceited. They're all about self. They're all given over to the flesh and fleshly things. And these people have a form of godliness, but they're caught up in all this other stuff. That's not right. Unforgiveness and bitterness and envy and jealousy and all this stuff is in them. And they go around being pious. Yeah, piety is another word they use. Self-righteous. Look down on other people. Judge other people. So I've never done that. Yes, I have. It's so sneaky! Because it seems so right. But the power there in that particular chapter is talking about power, moral power, moral excellence, where we would not do evil. Like Joseph, when he's being seduced by his master's wife, and he takes off and runs. Amen? Somebody is faced with, I can make a lot of money if I did this, if I did that, but it's a little crooked, but I'll just do that. But they do it anyway, because, hey, nobody's perfect. So they're laboring to be rich, and they fall into divers many temptations. All these snares, all these traps the enemy has set. Again, when somebody offends us and all this stuff, you could say that Jesus was offended. I mean, in a sense that he had a right to be offended, wouldn't you think so? What about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil when they hung him on a cross? Amen? Spit on him. Yeah, prophesy to us. I mean, he could have prophesied. Psst. You're gone. Amen? He didn't even argue with Pilate. You wouldn't be able to judge me unless my Father gave you the ability to do it. He's always seeking to please his Father. Always seeking to do what was right. How could he do that? As a human being! And he was a human being. And he did come in the flesh. How did he do it? I'll tell you how he did it. I feel like doing this, so it might not be. Anyway, through the Spirit of God. That's how he did it. He didn't do it on his own. He came in the flesh. He was tempted at all points, just as you and I are. But he did not sin. Why didn't he sin? Because he had the Spirit without measure. And you and I have got the Spirit in us. He is in us. He's living, and he wants to help us. He wants to empower us to be a witness. Amen? So that works that Jesus did, we can do also, because he's the same Spirit. Romans 12, the Spirit gives gifts, and Corinthians, spiritual gifts, the miraculous gifts. They're the miraculous things that he empowers human beings to do that give glory and honor and praise to God. Amen? Your God that you serve is Almighty God. Nothing impossible. And he deserves to be glorified and magnified. Amen? I praise you today, God, but I don't really feel good. I don't feel good. And God, well, if you take care of this problem and that problem and this problem, I could praise you. But right now, you know, this is going wrong, and that's going wrong, and it's going wrong. And I got scriptures here from suffering, you know, Peter says about, you know. Or James, how about this one? Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. So stay out of the water. Different temptations. Oh, that wouldn't happen to a Christian. I'm pretty sure it does. But we're to count it all joy. Why? Because the joy, again, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? Amen? And when I murmur and complain, and sometimes I'm not really murmuring and complaining, I'm just stating the facts. Though he slay me, thus will I trust in him. Amen? I will praise him. I will give him glory because he deserves it. Amen? No matter what happens to me, he deserves to be praised. My name, your name, is written in heaven. What in the earth can man do unto me? Nothing that really matters. Oh, man, I bought the thing and the next week it went on sale. Oh, I'm so downcast. I forget who it was, Jonathan Edwards or somebody, I forget who it was. Some evangelist, maybe Chris knows, he knows everything. Anyway, he was riding his horse and he said, Lord, something's wrong. I must be backslidden. Nobody's persecuting me or anything like that. And some farmer said, is that you? He threw a stone at him and he got down off his horse and he said, thank you, Lord. I'm not there yet. Please don't. He's like, I think the pastor needs something thrown at him when he leaves here today. Make him feel good. How about this one? Oh, yeah. Well, this was Luke 6, 22 and 23. Let's go there. You think somebody's a little bit out of their gourd here. You think, how can anybody do this? 6, 22 and 23. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day. And what? Leap for joy. Praise God. They just kicked me out of that. They just give me the left foot of fellowship. Right out of the... Jesus said, beware when all men speak well of you. So count it all joy. That's impossible in my flesh. Come on. Amen? But it's not impossible with God, because with God, all things are amazing how that goes together, isn't it? That's smarter than me. That's Him talking. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if I call upon His name, if I'm relying on Him, if I'm I got the praises of God in my mouth and a two-edged sword in my hand, they're going to march right up in the promised land. Amen? Because I'm praising God. He dwells in the praises of His people. Many times I've been healed with pain when I'm praising God and just worshiping God. And, you know, just when it starts out, it is no picnic. I remember walking around my house, just walking around this random circle. Somebody had gotten this lion for us. They paint, you know, the plaster lion, and we painted it. Anyway, we had it sitting there, and he was Satan. See, you know, we'd walk around, and God give me a scripture. I'm running to Satan, and just by praising God. People have been healed just praising God. There was a missionary in China there. I heard his testimony. A missionary in China, and she got smallpox. And she has smallpox all over her, you know, pox. And then, anyway, she's laying there, and all of a sudden, it seemed like the Spirit, God said to her, praise me for every one of those pox. And so she started praising Him. It got to the point, I guess she hit everyone, I don't know. She was healed. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and he that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation, the deliverance of God. Amen? Amen? It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Amen? Not when everything's going beautiful. But when it isn't going beautiful, that's when you want to really rub it into the devil. Because, see, that's his game, man. He wants to make you, if you won't say it with your mouth, you just let your feelings go that way. You just yield to it. And you just, you know, you become grumpy and irritated. And all I wanted to do is end. But in the middle of it. Or like Jehoshaphat, when you're doing everything right, doesn't say he's did anything wrong, and here comes this huge company against him, and against the nation that he's, you know, he's over, and he doesn't call for the army. He gets everybody together, and they go into the temple, and they wait before God. What should we do, Lord? You know, we have no power against this host. We cannot even think that we're going to win in the natural. And then the Spirit of the Lord comes upon a no-namer in the midst of the congregation, and he gets up and he prophesies, and he tells them, you won't need to fight in this battle, but you go out against him. They'll be by the cliff Ziz. That's right on the other side of Zuz. And so they went out. They put the preachers, and not the preachers. Preachers are in the back. Put the praisers out front. And they're praising the Lord, praising the beauty of His holiness, praising the mercies of God that are new every morning, giving glory to God. And God dwells in the praises of His people. Amen? And so the Lord set ambushments against them. They didn't defeat them. The Israelites didn't defeat the enemy. God did. God did. Hallelujah. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't serve God with the way the world serves God, murmuring and complaining. We serve God by worshiping and praising and giving thanks. Amen? Yes. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when I started, you know, we were going to that church. They built a new church. They were meeting in a garage in a goat shed. And so they bought this property out in the suburbs and right above Good Nose, which is an ice cream place. And so that's where we went to church, and couldn't wait to get to church. So I couldn't wait to get to church. It was base to me. And people would come from different churches, usually at Sunday night, groups, different groups. You know, like we said before, we'd say, because I was part of the instruments, and so we whispered to one another, group A's here tonight, you know, or group C's here tonight. You know what they came for? To hear the preacher? No. Not that he was a bad preacher, I'm not saying that. The worship. The worship. Oh. Man, it was like, and we, you know, I'd watch the guy up there. Like, they did it different. You know, they got people down there, and he was just leading this congregation, and they, you know, put the words up there, and he's up there. And they said when it first started, it wasn't like that. But, you know, it grew into that. And the word got around, and people would come, like, from different churches and everything. But they get to singing. And they wouldn't know what they were going to sing next. They just go right into the next song. I mean, it was like, man. And this song leader, he's up there. And next thing you know, he's going like this. Oh, hold on. Oh, you know, he's just bouncing. Now, what's wrong with that guy? Well, now, you know, I'd just get in there praising the Lord. It was just, I can't describe it. It was so good. That's why we had trouble leaving it. One day, two things here. One day, they started out singing, and all of a sudden he said, "Stop, stop. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. So we're going to open up the altars. And if anybody wants to come down," he was on the board. I was so impressed because he was one of the first ones down to the altar. And then some people come down. Maybe 5 minutes, that's all. 5 minutes, something like that. They went back, sat down, went back, started to worship again. It just took off. It's not talent. It's not just talent. It's the Spirit of God, amen? Amen? Now, like I said, they told me, you know, before we got there, that, you know, it was rough getting started. But see, what happens is, like we've said before, like the Spirit has told us before, we each encourage one another. We feed each other just coming in here. But when we come in, and we come in with this attitude of expectation, we come in wanting to praise God and glorify God, not fulfilling my duty. Well, I got to go to church. God told me to go to church. I got to go to church. No. I want to, God. God knows our hearts. Amen? Again, Satan's trying to do is to get me all tied up with what's outside there so that I look at churches. Oh, man, I wish I could just do this and do that instead of this. Oh, man. What you're saying is I wish I could just do something else instead of spending time with you. Right? You know, you guys that dated or girls that dated, did you ever think, oh man, he's bugging me again. He wants to take me out to dinner. And I really don't want to go out to dinner. At least to McDonald's. No, when you're in love, you want to be, and that's where the thing, I just couldn't wait to get to church. We moved up here and then, you know, we started prayer meetings. We would meet on Saturday night and then we'd change it to Friday night. And guys would come, we had to wait. So we had to wait till he was done. He'd get done about 8 o'clock, so we'd start about 8:30, sing, praise God. And these guys would come. What was weird, too, is most times prayer meetings are mostly women and mostly men. God did it. I didn't do it. I was doing. Still working. And they would spend, They come and come over the years. They came and they came and they came. God did some wonderful things. God did. And he's just reminding me of this stuff. He's just reminding me, look what I did, look what I did. It ain't finished yet. It ain't finished with me, but it ain't finished with you either, right? He's got great things planned. Exceeding abundantly what you can ask or think. But it's according to the power that's working in you. It's according to the power that's working in me. We don't want a form of godliness and then deny or refuse the power thereof. The power to change my heart. The power that makes me into His image. The power that forms Jesus Christ in me. So that I not only want to do what He wants me to do, but actually do it. Actually do it and rejoice in it. Amen? He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say and say that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. When I was going over this, and I didn't get that one. When I was going over this and had to go through Psalms and different things, looking up the different scriptures, how many songs came back to my memory in Masaka and I? It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Betty knows these things too. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness at night. Let the high praises of God be in her mouth and a two-edged sword in her hand. I'm gonna march right up on that victory side, right into Canaan land. Oh, with the high praises of God in my mouth and a two-edged sword in my hand. I'm gonna march right up on that victory side, right into Canaan land. That's out of Psalms, right? Two-edged sword, what's that? The Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the high praises of God in my mouth, it's a spirit. It's a spirit. Hallelujah. Spirit to put on a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So many different songs that we used to sing. Many songs kept us in God. And it was things that would just come up out of us. And I just encourage you, just whatever songs you like, and you know, just let these things come out of you. Just don't feel bad you wake up in the morning with this song. Go with it, man. Go with it. We're going to pray one for another, especially those in leadership. And Jennifer's, you know, she's carrying something here and with the Sunday school and stuff, and the board. We all need your prayers, but how we can help is praying, but also we can help. Oh, yeah, this all ended with this, I think. The other thing I wanted to say about down there was one time the guy had a sore throat or something. He couldn't sing. It was just the guy that laid the singing. So they asked me to lead it, and I says, I don't know what I'm doing. So, well, you don't have to do anything. Just stand up there. Nobody's watching you anyway. They all got their eyes closed. And so I get up there, and so they had the first song or second song, first, second song picked out. And so I was singing that song. I went to the next one. And then all of a sudden, as we're singing, getting towards the end of the second song, it just comes to me, we should sing this song. And as soon as we get done singing the song, the piano player started playing that song. Oh, that just... And I opened my eyes, and I saw the people, and then I understood what made the guy go like this. Because it was like... I liken it to a pinball machine. and you get the thing stuck in between two things. It was like when I had my eyes open, it was just a bam, 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 bam. It was like I just shut my eyes or I was going to go through the ceiling. I just felt like I couldn't take it anymore. That's a spirit. Oh no, that's just emotions. Well, God's emotional. Spirit's emotional. And whether you know it or not, you're emotional too. Amen? But put some positive emotion in and let God have his way. You know, in the early church, there was a group of Christians who would get together and they would sing and they'd praise and they would prophesy. Well, they disregarded their prophecies because they said they prophesied in ecstasy. The group started with M, and I can't remember what their name is. But they prophesied in ecstasy. Well, what they did was they got in the Spirit, and then the Spirit would give them words, and it would come out. But the people looking at them, thinking, well, they're out of their heads. They're out of their minds. Well, they're out of their mind, but they're not out of God's mind. Amen? So be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Don't let them old cranky things come in your heart and get you, ruin your day in front, because somebody did this or somebody do that, or you hear something on the news. Oh, that news is, you need a shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. Worship God. Worship God. He delights in your praises. He delights in hearing you worship him. So, and again, pray for Jennifer. And please, now this is me, okay? But when the song says, we lift up holy hands, oh, with the high praises of God, think of what you're doing. Think of what you're saying. We lift up holy hands. Just lift them up. I know in the beginning it's so hard. It just seems like they're lead. Like it's so hard to do it. But it says, for righteous men to lift up holy hands. This glorifies God. Lifting up holy hands. Hands that God has made holy. God's made them holy. Give them back to God. Give them your worship. Okay, Jennifer.
Thank you.
That's the truth, my children. That's the truth. You need me. You need me more and more and more. But on that truth is connected another truth, that I'm ready.